Tuesday, August 17th. Back to follow up on the speech. President had Connelly and Colson in this morning, result of which it was agreed that we should attack Meany on the grounds that he was the one who asked for wage and price controls to begin with, that it's dishonest and hypocritical for him to now attack us on it, that obviously he's just a partisan Democrat. Also, we should attack the Democrats, Humphrey and McGovern particularly. It's obvious now that their interest is not the country, but the party, narrow partisan interest. Now that we're doing the things they recommended, they complain. This is something we should take on with in a brutally vicious way, with very strong phrases. Problem is, the Republican politicians can't get the news. He wants to use Gerry Ford to attack those who, both on this and on China, launched partisan opposition. He wanted to try and get Ford to do this as a follow-up to the bipartisan leaders meeting this morning. Unfortunately, Ford felt afterwards that the problem had not escalated to the point where he should take it on, and he felt we should go slowly on it, at least at this point. This afternoon, as he was getting ready to go to New York and trying to get his speeches for this week's tour polished up, he came up with the conclusion that speeches are for the birds. There's too much preparation work, that it's better to do informal comments with a statement released that the president doesn't have to talk from. He feels we just don't have adequate writers, so he has to spend too much time on the speeches. He'd rather put out a statement than talk off the cuff and repeat his major message over and over. He also commented that we were fortunate to have been triggered into the economic move at the time we were by the international monetary situation, because we really clobbered the Democrats and the media as a result. When we got to New York and were talking at the Waldorf, he got into his idea of speeches again, said that we've got to leapfrog to the modern day approach, that it's not worth giving a speech to a live audience. It binds us in and takes too much time. Instead, we should give out statements for the written press, then do informal remarks. Speeches to a set group are an obsolete form of communication in the TV age. He thinks we ought to go back to Hallett's idea of no speeches. Use TV better. Do something that is more interesting visually, and avoid the use of his brain to prepare speeches. He also got back on the question of attacking the Democratic candidates. He wants Dole and Goldwater and so on to get going because Ford and Griffin won't do it. Makes the point that all of them are whacking the president all the time, but nobody's whacking them, and they're never hitting each other. We've got to use the Pentagon Papers to re-raise the Vietnam issue within the Democratic Party, and we have to develop a hatchet man strategy for attacking the Democratic candidates. At this point, he was getting ready for the speech tonight and was quite disconcerted by a continued chanting outside his window, which was caused by apparently a coalition group of demonstrators. He came up with the decision that he wants Connelly to use Camp David as a residence for the rest of this month, since he's been hauled back from Texas and is missing the time he was going to have down there with his family. This creates a big problem as far as Hughes is concerned, but we'll work it out. He got into some trip ideas that were inspired, I think, by coming into New York. He said he thinks that in the movement into cities, we should follow the tactic of going in without any long advance notice, that it's better to come in suddenly. He thinks he should never come to a large city except at the last minute, and that we should have a stand-in set up ahead of time. When we do come in with notice, we should have a crew ready to work on demonstrators. He wonders why the conservatives and YAFs and so forth don't mobilize to do this. After the speech to the Knights of Columbus tonight, which went very well, he was in good spirits, felt he had really had a chance to score on Catholic schools, which he sure did, and wants to be sure we get the follow-up from that and the benefit. I think he'll get it because it was well covered, and of course the media think that it hurts us, so they jump on it as something worthy of big coverage. End of August 17th.